Blog Talk Radio.
I watch your face while you are asleep.
Yeah.
Arresting grace.
This is for you,
Haitian.
This is for everybody around the world. That's going to a lot. Yeah. And there is only one God. The Lord's on light, all the pain at night. He shined through darkness. I pray for my people that's lost. That's why he was on the cross for our sins. This world's no more, so why not help the poor? Natural disaster, earthquake, Haiti, that's where my parents' birthplace is crazy. I'm still fighting with myself, holding on the truth. It's not good for your health. Time is running out, so keep strong. Even the road is long, so just keep faith. Love people that hate, don't look back. Family, friends, love them to the end. Here, grab my hand, and let's be a rock like the band. And jump up and be God's biggest fan. Let's go and follow him to the road that's no longer cold. God help us all, let's get up while we fall. Please answer when he calls. You gotta be honest, just listen to my voice. In this world, you gotta make the right choice. It's not about rich or fame. During hard times, you just switch up your game. My heart matches my body, my soul, my spirit. My people, can you feel it? Our God is the realest. Reaching for the stars, walk with me. Cause we gonna make it far. I've been places, I've seen faces. Very unhappy, now the devil trying to trap me. But my faith is power, so I'm scaring that coward. So I keep flowing like the shower, minute by minute, hour by hour. I become my dream, every day I become my king. Keep a lookout, cause it's coming like a thief in the night. Get ready, no more fight.
I watch your face.
Yeah.
these words, see God save me from myself when no one else was around. And it was only by His grace, His mercy, His favor, 'cause I know I don't deserve all the love He showed me, how He let me know He never gonna leave my
Lord, Heavenly Father, for everything you've done for us, Lord Father, for what you've done for this station, Lord Father. For those that's listening, Lord Jesus, let them be reached, let them be touched, Lord Father. Let them be saved, Lord Father, by your presence, your Holy Spirit, and your grace and mercy, Lord. Forgive me, Lord Father, for I'm not being a humble servant, but you is my Father of grace and mercy, and through your blood, Lord Jesus, I thank you for everything you've done, Lord Father. Cover me, Lord Father. You is a merciful God, Lord Father. Keep me strong, because I can do everything all through your name and your strength, Lord Jesus. By your forgiveness and your salvation, cover me in your blood, Lord Jesus. In your name, I pray in your blood, Yahshua. In your name, Lord Jesus, amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, good morning. I am your host, Joseph the Dreamer, and I'm hoping that you heard the last segment yesterday. What was it yesterday? Yesterday was Thursday. Paul was there giving out the word of God on forgiveness and salvation. And I'm just hoping that you actually learn something and you staying on the word, because the most important part is staying on the word and studying the word, memorizing the word, and be about the word. Right now, we are in the last days, and we need to practice on the word and be about the word, you know. And by accepting the Lord, everything shall be moved in your life. Everything shall be moved by faith in your life. You got to trust in the Lord. Trust in him. Not in your own flesh. But put all your trust in the Lord. No matter what happens. Okay? Right now, we're basically on the topic of forgiveness. There's a lot of people out there say they forgive, but they don't forget. But if you are a Christian, okay, I'm not just only portraying this only on Christians, but for those that's listening, period, that's it. If you say you forgive somebody and you do the opposite, then you're making a lie. I know people is not perfect or anything else. They say they forgive, but they don't forget. When you tell somebody you forgive and you don't forget, you still didn't forgive because you didn't forget. Okay? That's my opinion. Because the thing about this, when the Lord sees us sinning, doing these wrongful things, and we pray, and ask him for forgiveness. By his grace and mercy and his blood, he forgives and forgets. So why can't we do the same? I know me, myself, I'm not perfect. I know usually I say I forgive somebody, but like I still didn't forget whatever, that means I still didn't forgive. But by the grace of the Lord, by you praying and tell the Lord, you know, give you strength and give you grace so you can forgive, asking the Lord by his strength, not your strength, to forgive the next person, that will come to pass, that you will forgive and forget by casting all your worries and cares onto the Lord. Okay, so today is the title about forgiveness, and people need to understand what forgiveness means. Forgiveness doesn't mean bringing up the past or bringing something up to somebody's face or making a point on what they did or any mistakes. That's not forgiveness, or that's not love. Love is unconditional, and forgiveness is unconditional. When you forgive and forget somebody, they've been forgiven. And it's not by your strength. It's by the Lord's strength. You don't give all that attention and all that credit to somebody that you wrong or anything like that. Okay? You know that person is another human being. People, humans do mistakes. You should forget. I'm going to read you a verse on Jeremiah 31, verse 34, on forgiveness. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, now I will remember their sin no more. Okay? I'm going to read that once more. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, for the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. So that explains that the Lord himself is a forgiving God. He is a forgiving God. If you forgive and forget somebody, if you forgive and forget what they did, the Lord will forgive and forget what you did. That is one thing. Second thing, the Lord is a graceful and merciful God. That's all everybody needs to know. Forgiveness is a powerful thing. Grace and mercy is a powerful thing. The blood of Jesus is a powerful thing. His word by himself, his words, that's written, it's powerful. Okay? We're going to go to another verse. Chapter 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Now, that's just by you acting upon the word. By you acting upon the word and doing your best to turn from your wicked ways, doing your best now. Not just saying, oh, I'm doing this for God or whatever. You're doing this for yourself. The Lord wants to see what's best for you, okay? He wants to see what's best for me. He wants you to turn away from the wicked ways and stop doing the old things you did before. That's a way of a righteous person. By renewing your mind and changing your ways. God is a merciful God. It's not really about us at the end of the day. It's about what he did on the cross and how he carried the cross and sacrificed himself for us. God sent his begotten son to be on the cross for us so we could be saved. Not to condemn us, but to be saved. So if we believe that we're saved, then we shall be saved. But we have to walk in it and talk in it and be about it, not just pretend or whatever, pretend to be a Christian and talk like you're a Christian and you being a Christian like you, it's a fashion thing. It's not a fashion thing, okay? This is a spiritual world. The spiritual takes over the physical. There's a lot of things that's going on, peoples. And you need to understand it. I know I sound like I'm not on subject, but I know I'm on subject. The reason why the fact is that forgiveness, salvation, everything we talk about is in the Word. Everything is in the Word. We need to focus on the Word, peoples. I'm going to say this like, I could say this like 1,000 times. Focus on the Word. Pray. Study. Meditate on the Word day and night. Day and night. Because there's a lot that's going on right now. You can't be turning on drugs, sex, violence, or partying. That's gonna smooth your pleasure or whatever to make you feel better. That's not gonna make you feel better. It's gonna make you feel worse. What you need to do is focus on the Word of God. Trust God. Have a relationship with Him. Do your best, okay? Don't fall into guilt. And don't fall into depression, because that's the way of the enemy. That's what the enemy wants you to feel like. He wants you to feel, okay? You know, feelings does take over the mind at the same time. The enemy does control feelings and your emotions. You got to control your feelings and your emotions. Let the Lord use you, okay? Let the Word of God replace your feelings and continue doing what you have to do in this world. Because this world is a cruel world. It's not what it used to be. Okay, you gotta be strong. You gotta be humble as much as you can. No matter what you go through every day, just humble yourself. If people do you wrong, forgive them. Don't stay stuck on the same subject, and don't stay in the same spot. because the Lord has a bigger purpose for you. He want to use you for bigger purposes, like Abraham, like Moses, like Isaac, Samson, David, King David. Of course, I have to put King in front of that because he's been crowned as king, you know, slaying the giant. Okay, slaying the giant on the land. Okay, so if King David could do it, Moses could do it, Isaac could do it, we could do it. All right? They was not perfect themselves, but the Lord still used them. The Lord still used them for bigger purposes, for greater purposes in life. All right? Let's not stay in the same spot, peoples. All right? The Lord wants to do bigger things. He wants to use us for bigger things. I want to go to another verse. I'm going to play a track. After I play this track, I'm going to go to another verse. But peoples, please study your word, all right? Please study the word.
I watch your face.
That was my song called Hold On. We're going to go straight to the verse right now. because we got a few minutes left, 2 minutes. And we're going to go to Luke chapter 15, verse 7. That's Luke chapter 15, verse 7. And I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repent more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repents more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. That was Luke chapter 15, verse 7. Repentance, repentance, repent, repent. You fall a couple of times, repent. Go on your knees, pray. I'm not talking about pray for 3 minutes. I'm talking about pray for an hour. Repent. Do your best. Renew your mind. Repent. Okay? Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and that shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And there you go. Lord Jesus, the only way for you to get to heaven is through the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way for your sins to be forgiven is through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only way to heaven. He is the only way to heaven. I would like to thank everybody for listening and showing support. I would like to pray before we hang up. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you've done for us. Lord Father, comfort those that have been listening and let them be saved, Lord Father, by your grace and mercy, Lord Jesus. Guide them and guide me, Lord Father. Direct my steps, for we know that we're not perfect, Lord Father. I pray for everybody that's around the world that's listening. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything in your blood, Lord Jesus, in your name. Amen. I will be on air tomorrow, maybe a little early, like 8, 9 o'clock. I have a gospel show tomorrow, a performance, matter of fact, tomorrow. So please show support. It's called Battle of the Praises. I thank you for your support, everything you've done for Faith Power Radio. Continue listening and spread the word. Thank you, and God bless.
I'm not here for Christ. Bust the place. No, mercy, yes.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up. And you didn't think she was gonna make it.
Bless the Lord Christ.
Check it out, y'all.
I got here, go.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Get up.
Have your hands people.
Come on.
Heaven
up from the mighty rain. From heaven above, we're free.
to do.